Might be later.
Okay, I feel I should be there, but I haven't got anything. I'm not moving this in front of you all now, so I'm going to stay here, okay? I feel a little bit distant from some people, but I could be up there, couldn't I, behind that screen. So, welcome once again. We're going to go kind of straight into the Bible, if that's okay. We're going to do it for about 10 minutes. And that might feel a bit early, but I think it's important to kind of just set the scene more. We've worshipped, we've prayed, and just by getting some Bible in there, we can it kind of feeds everything, and it will reflect on everything else that happens as we hear from different people and the kind of the experience of House of Bread rather than the intention behind it, and hopefully the two will work well together. So I want to ask you first of all, because I want to talk about dinner. I want to talk about shepherd's pie. We often say at House of Bread the thing that is special about it, that makes it different from other things, that means we have good stories of people engaging with us and doing moving on and have, you know, kind of coming out of difficult situations. We often attribute this to the shepherd's pie. Amen. Amen. The thing is, we've never actually had shepherd's pie at House of Bread. I don't think we have. No, not in my. All right, okay. We have had shepherd's pie, but we don't often have it then, at least. But the thing is, it's something about the meal that creates this environment. And I just wonder if you could think of the last time that you had dinner with someone, or that you invited someone over for dinner. Can we think? Could you shout that out? I'm going to ask someone actually who looks like they invite people for dinner. Oh dear. I reckon Steve Garner, you're a cook, aren't you? I think you're a good cook. When was the last time you had someone over for dinner? Sunday. What did you cook them?
Shepherd's pie.
All right. It was two of them cooking. What was it? Was it a roast? Was it a roast dinner? Did you lay the table? Did you eat in the kitchen or did you eat in the dining room? They've got a dining room there, really posh. But the point is, we when we have people to dinner, we want it to be really nice, don't we? So we set the table and we make nice food and we hoover around. I don't know where my wife is at the moment. But we do nice because we want people to, A, come back. We probably want them to invite us back to their house for dinner, or else we've wasted money, haven't we? I'm just saying what we're all thinking.
I think the scriptures have words to say on that.
Okay. We want them to invite them back, us back, so that we can get to know them more. But perhaps more than that, we want them to know that we care, don't we? So we often have Will and Gianni and Jack round. Jack sounds really French there. And Lisa comes round as well. I've lost Lisa now. There she is. And we invite them round on a Sunday night, particularly because we want them to feel really valued. Because I'm aware that I don't see Will throughout the week, and I'm aware that Gianni probably doesn't see him throughout the week. So I invite them round every month on a Sunday night, and we cook them something really nice, or we try to. Apart from the last time when Rachel cooked, she was putting the salt in one of those grinders, and it all fell in. But we all ate it, didn't we? And we met up later at A&E and laughed. Yeah, but we want people to know that we want people to come back, and we want people to know that we care. And the reason why we cook Will dinner once a month and his family is because we want them to know that we really appreciate the effort that they put in, and it says something about how we feel about them, I guess. And it's Psalm 23, if you have a Bible, is a psalm about dinner and about a host. So if you want to have a look at it, Psalm 23, so it's sort of in the middle of the Old Testament, and it starts with this it starts with this image of who the host is, and it gives us this image of a shepherd. To talks about the shepherd being someone who leads people to still waters, someone who helps people to lie down in green pastures, someone who's there even though people are walking through a dark valley. So this psalm is speaking of the host being God, being someone who leads people to still waters. Now this psalm was written, the context of it was written in for people who were living in the desert, living in a very hot country. So it was saying, if you can imagine, your image of God is to be someone who, when you're really hot and thirsty, that God is enough, that God quenches that for you. And this image of a shepherd extends further, doesn't it, to someone who guides, someone who leads, someone who cares about the one and not just the whole pack. The image of a shepherd is someone who actually in first century Jerusalem would be someone who lay down their life, wouldn't they? I think the image is they would sleep at the gate of the pen so that the sheep were protected, and that anything that was going to get to the sheep would have to get through the shepherd first. So this psalm gives the first image of the host is someone who is a shepherd. The second image it gives us is someone who prepares a table, it says. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Now again, if we were to read that in as kind of a first century Jew, to prepare a table for me, that would have all kinds of meanings. It would mean that the table would mean for dinner, and that dinner would be representative of trust, of a relationship. It would say, if I'm inviting you for dinner, it means I particularly want to know you, and I want to know you for a long time, and I want to have a relationship with you. The Bible would call it a covenant. I want to have a covenant with you. And there's lots of this language throughout the Bible. Exodus talks about God's people were meeting with God when God was telling them how they were to live, and they were having that covenant. And God's people, it says they ate and they drank in the presence of God to kind of firm up that relationship, that covenant that they'd made with God. What does Jesus tell us to do at communion? He tells us to take bread and wine, and he tells us to do it in the context of a meal. Because a meal in the Bible is really, really important, and it means this thing of a relationship. It means this thing of a covenant, and of two people coming together, and it being a, more than just a moment. It being something for a long term of respect and love for each other. So this psalm talks about a shepherd, and it talks about this shepherd kind of host offering relationships to people who will come to him. The third thing it talks about is someone who meets us where we are. The image, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And again, if we're to read this as a first century Jew, which we should all read the kind of the Old Testament as that, but it's quite hard to do so, isn't it? But if we were to do that, it would scream out at them to say, when we have dinner, when we offer dinner as a host, the host prepares a table, and the way that he prepares a table is he goes into the middle of town, and he stands there, and he waits for his guest, and he brings them through so that they can safely get to the table that he's laid before them. And the reason for that was that they would be safe. There was, you know, if they were from a different land, there was every chance they could be robbed, there was every chance they could lose their way. So in order to protect them, this host, this shepherd host, leaves his home and goes and meets the person in order to bring him back. So we get three pictures from this psalm. We get the host is this shepherd, the host is this person who offers relationship, and the host is this person who meets us where we are at and brings us in. Our response must be something like mirroring that. Do you remember that verse that we read that God calls us to be the manifold wisdom of God? So if this is what God is like, he's this shepherd who draws people to places that are quite still and refreshing and safe, and he comes out to us and he finds us and he brings us into this table that represents a relationship. If we're to kind of mirror that, then we've got to do it, haven't we? We've got to literally, physically go and do it. And so that's what House of Bread does. It offers relationship. People come on a Wednesday night, and because the shepherd's pie's there, or the chicken curry or whatever it might be, because the shepherd's pie is there, it changes the atmosphere, it changes the environment. There's no counter, there's no form to fill in, it's two friends having dinner. And if you have dinner with someone, It just changes it, doesn't it? It means it's a relationship. It means we're mirroring the way that God wants us to speak with people, the way God wants us to be with people. So that's the first way that we can respond to that, by offering relationship long term, not going away to India for 2 weeks, which is just as valid in some cases and has to happen, but long term relationship, long term, in it for the long haul, more difficult ministry. The other thing that we can do is we can meet people where they're at, this image of the host going out into the town and bringing people in. And I'm going to finish in a moment. We can meet people where they're at. And that's one of the things that House of Bread does. We don't anticipate, and this is someone who's a training Baptist minister, I don't anticipate that the whole of Stafford is going to be knocking at the door of our church to say, can we come in and be part of what you're doing? It doesn't happen, does it? So what the church is called to do is to go out into the town, like we did at the start of House of Bread, go out into the margins and find people and tell them and do things that symbolise friendship and that symbolise that we want to know them for a long time. And that's what House of Bread does. It offers this long-term relationship and it actually goes out and finds them and meets people where they are. My favourite image of House of Bread, I have a few favourite images and they all involve me walking through House of Bread if you read any of my blogs. But my favourite image is one I've been waiting to blog on, so that it's a surprise for you, Pete. But my favourite image is the place where I will stand at House of Bread is actually, can anyone tell where I often am? This will be interesting, anyone who goes there. Do you ever notice where I... By the door. And do you know why I go by the door? Because I get sweaty. That's one reason. Well, one reason I go by the door is because it's the furthest point from the washing up location, and it means I don't have to do that. Sometimes it's because the last time I was in the House of Bread building, I was locked in a cupboard with Brenda Stacey, and that shouldn't happen to anyone, should it? That shouldn't happen to Brenda, that shouldn't happen to me, and that shouldn't happen at the House of Bread, but it did. It's partly because that's where people have their fags, so you get to walk by it and smell the waft of it, which I have to admit I enjoy. It means I can do that thing when, you know, on Stars in Their Eyes, when they walk through and they go, tonight, Matthew, I am going to be Cliff Richard. That would be silly, that would be William. There's lots of reasons why I like it by the door. But the main reason why I like it by the door, and I'm being honest here, I'm not just lying because I've read something in the Bible last week. The main reason I go behind the door, and this is the absolute truth, is because I love that image of Psalm 23 of going out and meeting people. And I know that a lot of the people that come to House of Bread often can be quite vulnerable, often can be quite scared, often might have been to a church before and found it quite oppressive and found a bad experience. Often they've just gone into a group of people before and been let down. So I think the best place I can be, apart from in the kitchen and cooking and washing up, one of the best places that I can be and anyone can be is on the door, because it means that if someone's walking past, I was telling Rachel this, and she said, you drag them in, don't you? I said, no, I don't quite drag them in. But it means that I can be that person who stays at the front, who calls people in, who goes for a wander. And if I see someone who I think they're half thinking of coming through, I can go and speak to them and I can go and get them in and it's this image of what God calls his church to do. And then when I bring someone in, I just love, and I've had the pleasure of doing this a few times, to bring someone in through House of Bread who's never been before, because I know when they walk through the door, contrary to what they might think, I know that they're going to get this fantastic welcome. I know that as I bring them through and sit them down at the table, which is probably already laid, and there'll be someone there saying, we've never seen you before, let me get you a cup of tea. And I know that as the dinner goes to the table, that a volunteer is going to swoop on them like some kind of bird of prey and sit with them and chat with them and find out all about them. I know that they're going to be blown away by the welcome that they get. Because I know that volunteer wants them to have that brilliant welcome that actually reflects something of God. So the reason why shepherd's pie or chicken curry or whatever it might be is so important is because when anyone, whether they're a counsellor, someone who's been street homeless for 10 years, whether they're just having trouble paying their electric bill, whoever they might be, when they walk in and they have dinner and they experience the welcome that they get, it actually says something about who God is. Says something about God, the shepherd. Says something about God who wants a relationship. And it says something about the fact that he so wants that, that he wants to come and bring them in and make sure that they get in safely. So when I cook dinner for Will and family, it's because I desperately want them to know what I think of them. But House of Bread, everything that happens somehow, in some way, reflects what God thinks of whoever that person is sat there eating. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you for House of Bread. Thank you, Lord, for lots of people who capture that vision. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and the privilege to serve people in your name. Thank you, God, for the way in which we can find you right in the middle of it, in the middle of a crowded room where there's difficult discussions, there might be arguments, there might be sad things happening, there might be happy things happening, there might be a birthday cake, food bags going out. In all of that, God, we can find you, and we can find the way in which you deeply, deeply love and care for your people. And I pray that as we go through that service now, everything that is described and everything that is prayed and everything that is said and spoken about the future will also reflect the way in which you deeply love and care for everyone. Amen.